So we'll continue our discussion on the soul. Can you see me? Okay, great. So so far we have talked about how soul is nothing but an interdependent, interrelated phenomenon of body, mind, and consciousness. It's just a term to denote that there is this body, mind, consciousness arising and passing away. And so I want to demonstrate that using an analogy of an electric bulb. So everybody knows what the bulb is made of? No?
Glass and filaments and gas.
Right, it has the socket and the glass enclosure, and there is a tungsten filament inside, right? And there is this inert gas, right? Mm-hmm. There's absolutely no oxygen in this. If there is oxygen, there would be an explosion. So they make sure that the oxygen is completely taken out, and they fill it with inert gas. I think it's argon. You might want to check on that. But that inert gas facilitates eliminating explosion. So you have this electric bulb, and then when you put it in the electric socket, what happens? Right.
If the switch is on.
If the switch is on. Exactly. So you put this in the socket, and then you turn on the switch. This thing glows, right? Mm-hmm. What happens is when you turn on the switch, just like you turn on the tap and the water starts flowing in the water pipe, literally in the similar fashion, when we turn on the switch, the electrons start flowing through the copper wire. It's literally like a water pipe hose, you know? The free electrons, the copper atom, there are many free electrons rotating around the atom of copper metal, and so they start flowing in one direction. They start flowing in one direction and it hits here, and bang, the current goes in to the tungsten filament and it vibrates this tungsten atoms at very high energy. And because of that, the tungsten atoms, they give out photons, which we see as visible light. A very, very simple but very profound phenomenon. So that's how the electric bulb works. Now, using that as an analogy, in this whole phenomenon, analogically, what is the body in this electric bulb thing?
The glass,
the enclosure,
the
and the
space,
everything physical,
right? Mm-hmm. So this is the body, mm-hmm. right? Including the tungsten filament, mm-hmm. and the argon gas inside. This is the body, right? And what is the mind and consciousness?
Turning on the switch,
that volition, that desire is mind. Okay, and electric current is consciousness. Only when these three things are together, you get light. Is anything happening without current? Mm-hmm. Nothing, right? If I have current, if I have the bulb, but if I don't turn on the switch, am I going to get light? No. If only, there is body, mind, consciousness, there is phenomenon of soul, or you could call it phenomenon of experience. Any experience has to have these three components: matter, mind, and consciousness, period. This is a very profound law of nature, very profound. If we can experientially understand that, then we know soul as it is, not as some individual atma or, you know, there'll be so many philosophies, right? Mm-hmm. Soul is Atma, not individual soul.
or individual Atma as we know. Like we say Jiv, right? These are some of the traditional terms. Basically soul is Atma, not my Atma or not like individual soul. I'm not able to express it, but the point is it's a phenomenon where three things, constituents, have to always come together, period. So, so there are three elements of soul: body, mind, consciousness. Okay, in this whole phenomenon, the subtlest is the electric current. Everybody would agree, right? The subtlest phenomenon is the electric current. This we can see, touch, and all that, right? But that current we cannot see. It is so subtle, right? I mean, if I'm right, every second there are billion electrons flowing through that wire. To be precise, it's 6 × 10⁻¹⁸ per second electrons. It's constantly moving. To that extent it is subtle. That's one thing. Second is, it's a flow. The electrons are flowing, right? Coming and going, arising, passing away. So it is with consciousness. Consciousness is a flow. It's a flux. There's no such thing as fixed consciousness. Like we say Brahman, you know, and then we have this proclivity, I am Brahman. Totally false. There is no fixed entity here. It's a constant flux. It's a flow. Brahman is Brahman. Okay? This is for the benefit of those who know the traditional terms. Consciousness is a flow, a flux, not a fixed entity. Please. Very important.
Isn't that cosmic consciousness, right?
Right.
But there's another term called material consciousness. I don't know what that means, but I've...
Right. There are many types of consciousness, and we said 121 types. That's another reason why we talk about consciousness in terms of types of consciousness, so that we are not deluded by, or we don't start imagining that there is one single cosmic mother consciousness or father consciousness. There's no such thing. It's a phenomenon which is constantly in flow. Quantum mechanically, it's obvious now that everything is a flow, nothing is fixed. Similar to like flow of water in a river, right? You know, there is this old saying, what does it say? You cannot step in the same river twice. You must have heard that saying, right? The water is flowing. And that phenomenon of flow of water, we are just giving it a name. Ganges, Mississippi, whatever it is. It's just a name given to the phenomena of flow of water. It's constantly going. This water is gone, the other water is coming. It's moving. So it is with consciousness. But because it is so incredibly fast, because that flux, that flow is happening so fast, that we are illusioned to think that it is constant. Just like the electrons, how fast they are moving? Billion times per second, right? They're just moving so incredibly fast that we feel that it's constant electricity. But actually, things are from here to here, they're coming and going, coming and going, coming and going. Arising, passing away, constantly in flux, just like the flow of water in a river.
So as a human being, it's the thoughts here, it's talking, it's constant flow of thoughts and experience. Is that what the analogy
was? Right, so I'm getting to that point.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens, like you are hearing me right now, right? Your ability to cognize that cognition of the sound, right? It is happening so fast that it almost seems like continuous. And then suddenly you get illusioned and you think, I am listening. What is actually happening is the ear consciousness is arising, passing away, arising, passing away, arising, passing away, constantly, at such an incredible speed that you feel you are seeing it.
Well, isn't that your nerve, like the electrons, isn't that your nervous system, the copper and the flowing, the synapses?
Right, yeah. So, yeah, in fact, even at a neurological level, you'll see that what is happening at the level of synapses is constantly happening, and then in a flow, it's constantly moving. I think I am talking. No, it's consciousness, but it is arising and passing extremely fast.
It's like a motion picture.
Like a motion picture, yeah. Same with our body, you know, our being. We are born and then we go through the whole process of growth and dying and everything, right? It's also a flow, a process, birth, death, but we feel that I am being born, I am dying, it's me, it's not you, it's just body, mind, consciousness, constantly arising, passing, arising, passing, arising, passing. So even if we understand that intellectually right now, logically, then we have set the platform for our soul journey, you know. Just even intellectually understand that it is just a flow, but it looks as one entity which we call I, you know. That's simply because we don't have that capability to look into it and find out at what speed it is happening. Maybe they will. Soon they will realize that just as the electrons are moving at 6 × 10⁻¹⁸ per second that fast, consciousness, they might be able to, you know, assuming consciousness is less a material phenomena, assuming they might be able to realize that this whole phenomena is arising, passing away at Planck time. Right? They're kind of getting into that. Planck time is 1 billionth of a second.
1 to the 120th power.
No, that is the cosmological constant. I'm talking about the Planck time. The smallest possible interval of time is called Planck time. It is so small that it is more mathematical than real. But it is at least possible to put it in a mathematical model. So maybe in future we will, as we study consciousness more, we'll realize that indeed it is a flow. And you cannot say, I am consciousness. Just coming and going, coming and going, coming and going. Even this electric current, if it was the same thing, fixed entity, that is giving the electricity, not changing, I should not get an electric bill. Right, Sunny? Why I am getting that obnoxious letter that bill every month? Because it is changing. Exhausting. So it is with consciousness. Body, mind and consciousness.
So is soul also a phenomenon?
Right.
Like if I take that river analogy, I use an herbal pot to fill water.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have what is called an equivalent of soul, because there is that body of pot. There is that water which was flowing, which
right.
I think is trapped inside.
Mm-hmm.
But once I break it, the whole thing is merged. The water goes back into the river.
Yeah, so, that's pretty much.
The soul is just for that time period.
That is not soul, that is an illusion of soul. It's actually that concept of individual soul. In fact, it's like overthrowing the superstition of ancient thinking, where that part, you feel it is me, it's my soul, right? There's no such thing. That delusion occurs because of not knowing that everything is a phenomenon, you've been constantly changing. Nothing fixed, like I said, you get an electric bill. It's like that.
So
here you are. Go ahead.
I was saying, so that is also not soul.
No, it's opposite of soul, which is ego. A drop of
question.
Yeah.
So what was the point?
The point is, yeah, that's a very good point. Why we're trying to understand this is because at the ultimate level, the reason we are suffering is because we think it is our body, because we think it is our mind, we think it is our consciousness. When somebody is, like, let's say, getting angry at you, you actually feel that that person is getting angry at me. Then you react. There's no person there. Anger is anger. It's a mental phenomenon.
Arising from?
From body, mind, consciousness. It's a mental phenomenon that is actually, to be precise, a karmic phenomenon. It's a volitional phenomenon. Anger is a phenomenon which is arising and passing away in that body, mind, consciousness. That's all. There's no person who's getting angry. Just try this. When somebody is upset with you, for a moment, look at that person as not as a person, but as a being representing a bundle of body, mind, consciousness. See what happens. You will not feel angry towards that person. In fact, there are other contemplative methods where not only you will not feel angry, but you will feel compassionate when somebody is angry at you, and when you look at the anger as anger, and not as that person being angry. Similarly, when we screw up, we repent, right? There is guilt. Because we think, I have done something wrong. You haven't done anything wrong, because there is no you in the first place. There is just this unwholesome body-mind consciousness that has arisen together and led to that condition. Your repentance will totally go away. Your guilt will go away, and it will be replaced by awareness. What were the conditions that caused this event? What is the conditionality? And then you will try to work on removing those conditions. So instead of repenting, you are trying to figure out why you did what you did, and then fix that by understanding the conditionality. So we're going to get into that. Why, first, it is important to understand that these are phenomena. And the word phenomena is very important, because it in a very subliminal way, it tells you that it's a flow. You know, phenomena. It's a beautiful term, phenomena. Everything is a phenomena. Flow.
But if the soul is not an individual soul,
mm-hmm.
What survives death?
Right, and we again came back to the same issue of boundary conditions. But I want to make it easier for you, and we'll talk about within this life itself. We are not only being born and dying at those two moments. We are being born and dying every moment. That's the beauty of understanding that this is a flow. You see? Then those boundary conditions is nothing but just another event in the whole flow of life. Right? We are literally being born and dying every moment. But because of our sense of individuality, identification, quote unquote ego, you know, that is covered. It's covered, the truth is covered. I mean, look at ourselves. I'm obviously not the same I was 10 years ago, right? Definitely not the same as I was 20 years ago. And I will not be the same 30 years from now. It's changing, constantly changing. Individual soul concept can stand its ground only if there is fixity in it. There is no fixity in anything. That's the whole beauty of understanding that everything is a phenomenon. I mean, literally, my whole skeletal, even my bones are totally gone. Apparently, you might shed light on this. Every 10 years?
Yeah, certainly 10 years.
Your entire bone structure is changed. So it's actually happening every moment now. Your bone is right now changing, just shifting. recycling with the nature, you know?
Your white blood cells change every, within a few hours.
Within few hours. Your entire stomach is totally different every 3 months, something like that. Your whole body is totally going through such transformation. You're being born and dying every single moment, literally. But because of our sense of self, actually sense of separate self, you know, sense of separate self, we feel it is me, you know, all these memories from the birth and all these memories from the past, everything is all kind of glued together because of the illusion. Illusion, in psychological terms, is supported by greed. Greed is nothing but glue. That glue, that illusion, has put everything together and created an entity out of it. It's like you put separate things together using glue and then you get one piece, right? Same thing the illusion has done and created this sense of separate self. And that's why you suffer, ultimately. It's like a drop of water in the ocean thinking that it is separate from the other drops in the ocean, you know? Just imagine feeling one with everybody. Just that sense of oneness, that unity consciousness. You know? See what happens. It's so liberating.
Yeah, if you keep in mind that this body itself is a borrowed material, that itself will tell you that, you know, the illusion of yourself is temporary.
Right.
You are just converted matter from earth, or this body is a converted matter.
Right, that's why they say that we are not, what? Not, we are spiritual beings having human experience.
Yeah.
Right. Another thing is, we are not human, we are human beings. What is the word meaning of being? Beingness. Yeah. Candle. Okay, so we're trying to understand body, mind, consciousness. This is another analogy. Okay, so what's the body in this thing?
The wax.
The candle, right?
The
wick
wax
and the wick. What's consciousness?
The flame.
Mm-hmm. The flux of light energy. That's consciousness. Because we are so used to thinking in terms of separateness, we feel that it's the candle that is giving the light. Oh, that candle is giving me light. Yeah. It's not the candle. It's just that flux of energy coming and going, coming and going, coming and going, coming and going. But can you see that? You cannot see that. You feel that that light is continuous. It's fixed, but it is not. If it was fixed, then I should never exhaust the candle.